Ireland's Classic Hits. Good morning. It's Trina Maris. Something for the weekend. And Fionnuala Johnston's on the line. Hiya, Fionnuala.
Hi, Trina.
I'm laughing my head off here because we arranged a certain time for our interview and I was thinking, oh gosh, she's working so hard. Poor Fionnuala. Where were you, Fionnuala?
I had to go get my nails done.
And the reason being, of course, if you're going to be doing COVID injections on people, you have to look well, don't you? They're going to be looking at your
hands.
That's it.
Exactly. You know, you have to be nice and tidy.
Come here to me. You're there at O'Casey's Pharmacy in Eastwall in Dublin. Tell me all about the COVID vaccine that is now available in pharmacies. Who's it for? How can people get it? Give me all the details.
So pharmacies are now what can do the Janssen one-shot vaccine for people aged 18 to 34 or people aged over 50 who haven't already received a vaccine. Now, some pharmacies are doing Pfizer as well, but most pharmacies in Dublin are doing just the Janssen because they're too close to vaccine centres who would be dealing with the Pfizer vaccine.
Okay. Just to pick you up on that, it's Janssen because some people think that Janssen is Johnson & Johnson, but they're actually two different ones, aren't they?
They're actually the same company.
Okay.
So J&J,
right.
Janssen, for some products they go under J&J, some products they go under Janssen. Pharmaceutical world gets a bit complicated sometimes.
Okay. But is it a different vaccine or is it the same one?
No, that's all the one. The one shot is Janssen J&J. It's sometimes referred to as both under one name or the other.
Like people say COVID-19 or they say coronavirus. It's the same thing. All right.
Exactly.
I get you. Right. So the 18 to 34 year olds, how do they go about registering to go into the pharmacy to get that done? Or is there anything they need to know beforehand?
So every pharmacy is different. Most pharmacies would just be asking people to give them a call or pop in and book in. But the one thing I would let people know is at the minute, most pharmacies are waiting for a delivery of vaccines or waiting to find out how many vaccines they're getting, when they're getting them. So ourselves, we've been inundated with calls and we've just asked people to keep an eye on our social media and that we will be updating that when we're taking registration, when we're taking cancellation lists. So it varies pharmacy to pharmacy, but I would just ask people to kind of bear with us and have a bit of patience because it looks like supply will ramp up throughout the next few weeks, but at the minute it is quite limited.
Yeah. And actually, I heard on the news they were saying, you know, don't go around registering in a few pharmacies just to see whatever one comes up first, because it's just wasting everyone's time doing that, really, isn't it?
Exactly. Like if the phone lines are mad because people are calling and they've been calling every pharmacy in the country, it's only going to add to the levels of stress. But I do appreciate that everyone is just dying to get a vaccine and I don't blame them. But yeah, register with one pharmacy, like, and, you know, wait your turn and everyone who wants it will get it, you know, hopefully. Like you said, if you're registering with loads of people, then by the time they call you, especially if you don't let them know you've got it in the meantime, and then, you know, they could be stuck then for someone to give it to, you know.
And then for the over 50s, why would there be over 50s who haven't had the vaccine, say in like the Helix or some of the centres around the country?
Yeah, so there's lots of reason why people might not have gotten it yet. People could have been unwell. Like one of the main things is if you have COVID, you have to wait 4 weeks from when you were diagnosed and you had your first positive test to get the vaccine. That could be the reason. Mm-hmm. Someone could have missed their date because they couldn't make it to the vaccine centre, or they might have had another illness that they were advised to hang on a little while. And then some people do have a preference for which vaccine they want to get. So some people, like say if you're terrified of needles, some people just want the one shot in and out done. Now I would recommend that everyone register as soon as they can and take whatever vaccine is offered to them first. They're all highly effective and they're all going to hopefully get us back to some sort of normal life. But it's just whichever comes up first. So people have their own various reasons, but, you know, there are reasons people out there who haven't got them. We'd encourage everyone to try get a vaccine, whether they register at pharmacy or register with the HSE online.
Yeah.
Or if they're over 50. And like we have heard of various cases of people who just for some reason got lost in the system and they were waiting weeks. And we encouraged them because we were waiting for our delivery. And we encourage them to get onto the HSE and, you know, inquire. And like they are very helpful and they'll do their best if there's been a mix up.
I heard that on the Niall Boylan show, there was a couple of people rang up saying how they actually missed the text on their phone. And when they thought that they didn't get an appointment, and when they looked back on their phone, there it was. They just totally, and it's easy to do. So I guess just to keep an eye on your phone as well, if you are expecting to get an appointment. So then when it comes to going into the pharmacy then, is there anything that people should bear in mind before they come in? Like, I assume that when you go in, you'll do the temperature checks and all that kind of thing, because you don't want somebody who has COVID coming into you.
So it's actually not part of the recommendations to do a temperature check, But we would just ask if anyone does think they're running a fever, similar to the flu vaccine, that you would wait a couple of days till you weren't running a fever to get the vaccine, you know. But it'd be pretty similar to like how we did the flu vaccine this year. People would have their appointment, their scheduled time, they would come in, they'd be talked through it and go through the consent form and make sure they're happy enough, and they'd be registered on the HSE system and stuff. We register them on our end so that the HSE has the information that they've gotten the vaccine, and then they'd have to hang on for a minimum of 15 minutes maximum 30, and just to make sure they're all good to go, and then they can go on their merry way and they'll have their little vaccination card, proof vaccination, and that's it.
I still remember the first time we ever met Fionnuala when I was winding you up. Do you remember one of our DJs, Enda Murphy, went in? He went into your pharmacy for his flu vaccine, and he came back to the studio and he said, there's a great girl working up there in O'Casey's pharmacy. She's brilliant. She'd be gassing the radio. And I said, oh, let's bring her, get her on. And I rang you and I said, hi, I'm just calling you there from Classic Hits, from the radio station. Yeah, one of my colleagues just had a flu vaccine and he's collapsed. And you were like, what?
I nearly ran down, like you're stationed too far from pharmacy. I nearly ran down the road. I was like, I'm on the way.
Totally winding you up, of course. So that was your first impression of me.
Thankfully.
So, yeah, you're welcome.
So I knew we'd be friends after that.
Of course. Is there any side effects to this particular vaccine? Have you heard of many from customers?
Like with all the COVID vaccines, the most common side effects is like people might have redness, soreness in the arm. Some people feel tired and might have a little bit of muscle or joint pain. But usually that might be the night after or like the next day, and that kind of goes away, and it's very mild. Just a very common immune reaction to a vaccine. And I have heard of some people having it, I have heard of many people not having it. Sometimes you only hear the bad stories, you know. So that's very common, and we would just recommend that if anyone has that, the best thing they do is drink plenty of water, take paracetamol, and once they only last for a day or two, then it's nothing to worry about. And like if anyone is really concerned, they would call us or call the doctors and we'd go through everything with them. But that's the kind of main side effect. Now, there is quite a rare side effect with these really rare blood clots. I'm sure you've heard about them. They've been in the news, but they are really, really rare. It's like 1 in 300,000. And I mean, they're really easy to look out for the signs. Like when people come in and they get the vaccine, any of the vaccines, no matter where they go, they'll be given a little leaflet that kind of says what to expect after your vaccine. It gives the kind of the most common side effects, and then it gives kind of like these are really uncommon side effects. But if you notice something strange, you know, these are the things to watch out for. Any of these things, once they're caught, can be treated. So, you know, it's highly unlikely, but you do have to warn, like everything has side effects, you know?
Sure, even paracetamol, I'm sure, has a warning inside the packet somewhere as well. So absolutely
the
everything
most
has.
Common, most common side effect paracetamol is headache. So
go away.
That will tell you, yeah. So that'll tell you everything you need.
That's gas. Oh my God. So you're selling the paracetamol and you're telling the customer, now you might get a headache from this.
Yeah, exactly. We couldn't do that, like, you know.
He couldn't write it. Well, listen, that's fantastic. The COVID vaccine, when you think of this time last year, we all would have been just going, where can I get my hands on this? And it's so fantastic to think that it's now so readily available. And even if you haven't had it yet, there's so many options now, and everyone's going to be done before no time at all. So absolutely brilliant. I'm sure you're running off your feet, Fionnuala, are you?
Yeah, we're waiting on our delivery now at the moment. So at the minute, we're not taking lists because we've been inundated with calls. I'd say we have about 500 calls, but it's hard to keep track of them. So we've just asked people to bear with us and we'll keep everyone updated. And once we have them, I'm dying to jab away.
And she has her lovely nails as well, all ready to jab away.
Exactly.
Fionnuala Johnston from O'Casey's Pharmacy there in Island Quay, East Wall in Dublin. Thank you very much. It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.